Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A high wind warning continues until midnight tonight. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs around 42. North winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow tonight. Lows around 22. Partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A grant program in Coffeyville hopes to revitalize the city's historic downtown. Julio Flores has more.
Funding is available for local business and property owners to make improvements with a goal to preserve the area's historic nature. City of Coffeyville staff say they hope to preserve the downtown area's historic nature through the use of grants. Six grants of up to $20,000 each is available for local business and property owners. Those awarded are required to match any grant up to 25%. The grants will focus this year on the outside appearance of buildings like their facade. I'm Julio Flores.
An investigation is on after an inmate was found dead in his cell at Hutchinson Correctional Facility. 57-year-old Lemoyne Wiebe was found unresponsive in his cell Saturday morning, according to a news release from the prison. The cause of death is pending the results of an independent autopsy, according to the jail. Wiebe was serving a 233-month sentence for one conviction of voluntary manslaughter in Harvey County. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the Waukini Police Department Chief Michael Romero, on Saturday, the Waukini Police Department, while working traffic, stopped a vehicle who did not stop for a stop sign. Police then learned that the vehicle was stolen out of Wisconsin, and the Trigo County Sheriff's Office responded to back up police, as well as another member from the Waukini Police Department. Information from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office was that the person driving the vehicle could be armed with a handgun. However, the subject was taken into custody with no incident. The subject was identified and found out to be a juvenile that was wanted out of Wisconsin in connection with the double homicide. The juvenile did have items in the vehicle that were consistent with the information that police had received from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. All evidence was recovered by the Waukini Police Department and is being held for the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. The subject is being held in a juvenile detention center and is awaiting extradition. The state of Kansas has ended February 2025 with total tax collections at $548.2 million, which is $121.9 million above the estimate, and total tax collections are up 5.1% from February 2024. Governor Kelly said that while Kansas's tax collections in February highlight the strength of Kansas's economy, they must continue to exercise caution and uphold fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial stability and prosperity for all Kansans. Individual income tax collections were $239.4 million. That's $149.4 million above the estimate and up 37.9% from February 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $16.3 million. That's $3.7 million below the estimate and down 22.8% from February of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $247.1 million, which is $1.1 million above the estimate and down $5.5 million from February 2024. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 to allow the year-round nationwide sale of E15. The senators were also joined by 13 other senators, including Roger Marshall of Kansas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and U.S. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota, who introduced companion legislation in the House. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly the fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and by allowing E15 to be sold year-round, it will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new markets to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. The legislation is also supported by the American Petroleum Institute, the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open, and Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing Household Kansas Benefits Card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas Benefits Card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted now through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29th, and families will need to use their existing Department for Children and Families Social Service account or create an account to apply through the Department for Children and Families online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and the benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. And to learn more about Sunbucks and eligibility, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov. In Nebraska news on Monday, the Nebraska legislature advanced a bill to ban the use of cell phones in public school classrooms. Legislative Bill 140 would require schools to adopt policies on the use of electronic communication devices by students, with 44 Nebraska senators voting to move the bill onto the next stage of debate. Senator Rita Sanders introduced the bill at the request of Governor Jim Pillen and has received plenty of support from Nebraska officials. In January, Attorney General Mike Hilgers said social media and cell phones in the hand of young people are fueling a mental health crisis in Nebraska. And it's a difficult problem for a parent, speaking from experience, to be able to attack and defend because it can be very hard when there's pressure from peers or from friends. Just after 4 p.m. on Saturday, Lincoln police responded to the area of 11th and Washington Streets for a domestic assault incident, and the person responsible was found driving near 11th and D Streets, so officers pulled him over. 27-year-old Anthony Durand got out of his car and started running, so officers chased him on foot, repeatedly telling Durand to stop. While an officer was trying to arrest him, they both fell to the ground in a parking lot. An official said the officer landed on a pickup truck trailer hitch, injuring his back. The officer was taken to the hospital by ambulance for significant bruising, redness, swelling, and an abrasion to his back, along with several lacerations to his hand and knee. The Lincoln Police Department said all of his injuries were directly sustained due to Durand's reckless actions while knowingly resisting arrest. So Durand was lodged in the Lancaster County Jail for third-degree assault on a police officer and resisting arrest. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin March 5th on N-17. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 0 to Reference Post 6.5 south of Culbertson, and the work is anticipated to take 10 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Labor is recognizing March 2025 as Fraud Awareness Month, with a focus on the misclassification of workers. As the Kansas Department of Labor's Unemployment Insurance Tax Employer Division is committed to preventing, detecting, and investigating worker misclassification to ensure employees receive the protections and benefits they're entitled to under the law. Worker misclassification occurs when an employer incorrectly classifies an employee as an independent contractor rather than an employee, and this practice denies workers essential rights, including minimum wage requirements, overtime pay, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, and protection under the anti-discrimination laws. Kansas Labor Secretary Amber Schultz said workers' misclassification is not just an administrative error, it's a serious issue that deprives workers of critical protections and places law-abiding businesses at a disadvantage. She said intentional misclassification constitutes tax and insurance evasion, and the Kansas Department of Labor will continue working diligently to hold on non-compliant employers accountable. Employers who misclassify workers, whether intentionally or unintentionally, may face significant penalties and fines from the Kansas Department of Labor and the Kansas Department of Revenue. So the agency encourages workers and businesses to understand the legal distinctions between employees and independent contractors to ensure compliance with state and federal laws. Secretary Schultz added that ensuring fair labor practices is vital for a strong workforce and economy. Employers who follow the rules protect their workers and maintain a level playing field in their industries. To report suspected worker misclassification and select worker misclassification, and for more information on worker classification, you can visit dol.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the fiscal year 2025 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate proposals on their ability to successfully enhance the competitiveness of the specialty crop industry in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. The applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 31, 2025. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the Kansas Request for Applications document from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/grants. Specialty Crop Block Grant Program funding from the USDA AMS is awarded to states based on recent value in acreage of specialty crops in the state, and in 2025, Kansas will receive approximately $330,000. The Innovation Center is actively seeking individuals interested in becoming qualified child care substitutes to support local child care providers and centers, and this initiative aims to address a critical challenge in the child care industry, the lack of available and trusted substitute providers. Through the Innovation Center's Child Care Shared Services Hub, these barriers are being removed, as the Innovation Center will cover the expenses associated with becoming a child care substitute, and these include a TB skin test, a health assessment, KCCTO training, Foundations for Safe and Healthy Early Care Facilities module, which are 10 modules at 18 hours, pediatric first aid, pediatric CPR, fingerprinting, and state licensing and background checks. Additionally, individuals will receive a $240 stipend upon completion of the process. Dana Jo Stanton, the child care program specialist at the Innovation Center, said the lack of qualified substitutes is a serious issue for child care providers, so this initiative will allow both child care centers and home providers to select substitutes they trust while eliminating the financial burden that comes with becoming a child care substitute. For more information about becoming a child care substitute or other child care services, you can contact Dana Jo Stanton at 785-874-5150. Kenneth Riemann passed away on February 26, 2025 at the Memorial North Hospital in Colorado Springs, Colorado at the age of 91. Mass of Christian burial, officiated by Father Trinity Sayer, will be held on Thursday, March 6 at 10:30 a.m. at the St. John's Catholic Church in Logan, Kansas, and burial will follow at the Mount Calvary Cemetery in Dinsmore, Kansas. Mr. Riemann will lie in state on Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. with a recitation of the Rosary on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, Kansas. Memorial contributions may be made to the Mount Calvary Cemetery, and Logan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken leg or chef salad with whipped potatoes, country gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of rain and snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., and then rain and snow is likely after 2 p.m. It should be cloudy today with the temperature falling to around 36 by 3 p.m., and it should be very windy with a north wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 30 to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. And the winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 70%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of snow before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 22 and windy tonight, with a northwest wind of 30 to 35 miles per hour, decreasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour after midnight. The winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour tonight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46 and breezy. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour Wednesday. And Wednesday night, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow before noon, then a slight chance of rain showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 51 and breezy on Thursday, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers before noon, and then a slight chance of rain showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 44. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 63, and on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. Currently, with overcast skies and breezy conditions, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 24, with gusts to 36 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.38. The dew point is 39 degrees, and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Big 12 women's basketball season came to an end on Sunday following K-State's 85-63 loss at Iowa State and KU's 57-51 loss to Oklahoma State at home. The bracket for the conference tournament in Kansas City has been released. K-State is the fifth seed and has received a first round bye. The Wildcats will face the winner of the 12th seed BYU and 13th seed UCF on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the second round. That game will be broadcast on ESPN Plus. Should K-State advance, they'll face 4 seed West Virginia on Friday at 11 a.m. Kansas is the 11th seed and will play the first round on Wednesday. The Jayhawks will take on 14 seed Texas Tech Wednesday night at 8 p.m. also on ESPN Plus. Should KU win, they'll face 6 seed Utah on Thursday at 8 p.m. TCU is the 1 seed and outright conference regular season champs. BYU is the 2 seed and Oklahoma State is the 3 seed. All top 4 seeds receive double byes. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.